USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump promising leadership to change gun laws to keep firearms out of the hands of the mentally ill. He says such efforts have happened before.
But there's never been a president like President Trump.
The president saying as he was leaving the White House to vacation at his New Jersey resort that when lawmakers return to Capitol Hill, he expects there to be action on measures like increased background checks on firearms.
Leadership is doing a really good job. Mitch McConnell, Kevin Nancy, I spoke with Nancy Pelosi yesterday. I spoke with Chuck Schumer yesterday. There's a lot of goodwill about this issue.
And the president also playing down concerns about continued missile testing by North Korea, saying he received a nice letter from North Korean leader Kim Jong-un this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't be calling senators back from their August recess to take up gun violence issues, but the Kentucky Republican says in an interview that issues like expanding background checks and red flag laws will be front and center when the Senate returns after Labor Day. McConnell says he's also assigned three Senate committees to come up with solutions to combat gun violence. McConnell also commenting on the fact that his campaign Twitter account was temporarily suspended after the social media company ordered his staff to take down a video they'd posted of angry protesters making threats. Conservatives calling the Twitter demand a form of bias, and the senator agrees.
This shows you the left-wing tilt of these big companies and how they try to suppress speech when it's inconvenient.
He was speaking on radio station WHAS, and this is USA Radio News.
Parents, the end of summer is here. You want to get the best deal ever on a good night's sleep while you're paying for all that stuff for school supplies? How about getting the best deal ever on a MyPillow? Good night's sleep for just $69.98 for two MyPillow premium pillows, $34.99 per pillow, the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. A good night's sleep is worth twice the price. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA, get great savings on a good night's sleep.
A left-leaning organization warning foreigners not to travel here to the U.S.
The governments of several nations issued travel warnings to their citizens. Amnesty International is out with a travel warning to those around the world. The warning the organization has issued is telling people to use extreme caution if they're traveling in the United States because of what it says is rampant gun violence. Amnesty saying that gun violence is so prevalent in the U.S. that it amounts to a human rights crisis. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
An iconic album being celebrated.
Come together.
People are coming together today to celebrate the album Abbey Road. 50 years ago on August 8th, the Beatles took that famous crosswalk photo that became the cover of the album. There were Beatle impersonators and musicians paying tribute. The media was there and lots of impatient drivers because many people tried to recreate the photo with impersonators. The shot almost didn't happen. The original plan was to call the album Everest with a photo shoot at Mount Everest until Paul McCartney suggested an easier idea, naming the street outside the recording studio instead. The whole photo shoot took only 15 minutes. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.